Greetings from Dallas today. We're broadcasting from the studios of KERA in Dallas, a community experiencing painful memories of 50 years ago.
I'll never forget my ex-husband's mother, who they were in Detroit the first time I met her. She said, "Oh, you're from Dallas. That's where all the crazy people are." And I realized that a lot of people around the world and around the country had this image of Dallas as just being a rabidly crazy place where, you know, people would dare to shoot down the president.
It's the voice of Lisa Hembree, former Dallas County Treasurer, speaking in a new documentary, City of Hate, Dallas and the Assassination. How has Dallas moved away from that palpable image in 50 years? Quinn Matthews is the director of that documentary. He's with me here in the studio. Quinn, welcome.
My pleasure.
Also with us is Karen Blessin, who's artistic director and founder of 29 Pieces, a nonprofit organization in Dallas that's behind the Dallas Love Project, 30,000 pieces of art around the city, a massive community art gallery with a message of love, not hate. Karen, welcome to you.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Just personally, to both of you, what do you think 50 years later? What's going on in this community? Is it hand-holding? Is it a kind of, oh, I can't believe it's been 50 years, go away already? Quinn, what do you think?
Well, I think if you're under 60, you're probably not thinking about it that much. I mean, a very small percentage of the population of Dallas that lived here in 1963 is here now. It really is a different city, which is true of, I'm sure, all cities. Yeah, I think it's a time where younger people, and I'm talking about age 50 and under, are really learning about that time.
And Karen, for you, is it a mission of projecting this different city? What's going on for you 50 years later?
Well, I think this time is a time of really healthy reflection on what happened 50 years ago. It's also a time to honor the man, to honor John Kennedy, and to look back at his legacy and really the story behind him. I mean, what an incredible story he had.
And let's remind people that this image of Dallas as a city of hate is not something concocted by the media. It was really something that existed over time. Here's something from 25 years ago when the nation was marking the quarter century anniversary of the JFK assassination. Front cover of a local Texas magazine, still asking the question, did Dallas kill Kennedy? Here's journalist Jim Schutz.
I remember walking on the beach in Western Ireland in, I guess, about 1980, and running into this old Irish guy in cork boots. He and I started talking, and he said, "You're not a German, are you?" And I said, "No, I'm an American." And he asked me where I lived, and I said, "Dallas." And he backed away from me and said, "Oh, the city that killed Jack Kennedy."
Quinn, how surprised were you to hear stories like that in preparation for this documentary?
Well, not surprised at all, because I grew up in Dallas, and probably until about 20 years ago, I would hear that from people. Something about, I was somewhere in Europe, I'm not sure where it was, and a man learned I was from Dallas, and he held up his finger, pointing his finger as if to represent a gun, and said, "Oh, Dallas, pish, pish." But it's eroded over time. So that is not a surprise. I want to say that I did not start out with the title City of Hate. It was sort of inevitable after talking to people. I don't think Dallas was a city of hate, but I think it was I wanted to look into why people thought it was a city of hate. And there were real reasons for that.
And there are real reasons why you chose love as really the message for your project. Karen, how does art really step in here and change the story?
Well, art has an intrinsic power, and I don't know that Dallas was any more of a city of hate than many cities in the American South.
Of course not.
However, I don't think love was noisy enough ever then or now, and so the Dallas Love Project gives over 20,000 people the opportunity to use their creative talents to have a voice and to take it to the streets.
And how much noise are you making? Describe some of the events, things people can see, and how they've responded.
Well, we have art at more than 63 locations all over the city, including along the motorcade route. We're having a tsunami of international press. We're having the mayor start to talk about Dallas as a city of love. So in many of the ways of the criteria that we've set up for the success of this program, which is to change a little bit of the narrative, just a little bit of the narrative about how we talk about Dallas, I think we're succeeding.
And we've talked with people in our preparation for this, visit to Dallas, and in our own coverage, which will continue into next week, If you were alive at the time, there are hugely powerful emotions. If you weren't alive at the time, there's a kind of mystery about the whole Kennedy assassination. Karen, would you say that's true?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was alive at the time. There was a mystery. There is a mystery. We go down the rabbit hole. We will never know.
How about you?
Well, I don't know. Ask me that again, because I want to focus on this.
Well, the issue really being, we wonder where we are as a nation, and there's a real dividing line. If you were alive when President Kennedy was shot, you have one experience. If you weren't, you have another experience.
And I was talking to a producer whom I was trying to interest in this documentary, and she sounded like she was maybe around 30 years old. And she said, well, I've talked around the office, and I really don't know anyone who associates Dallas with the assassination. That would have been absurd 25 years ago.
See, I'm kind of in that camp. I mean, I really do feel that America has turned a page. Looking back at the Kennedy years, it does seem long ago, although 50 years do seem to have passed like an eye blink at the same time. It's one of those curious moments of history. Do you think the people of Dallas are ready for this week and month to be over, Karen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I can only speak personally. I mean, personally, I'm finding it all fascinating. I'm enjoying reliving the memories of President Kennedy. I'm actually fascinated by the kind of reflection that's going on among writers who are coming here, thinkers who live here. So I think it's very healthy this time to reflect and examine it.
Karen Blessed is the artistic director and founder of 29 Pieces, a nonprofit organization behind the Dallas Love Project. She's executive director of the Dallas Love Project. And Quinn Matthews is the director of City of Hate, Dallas and the Assassination. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So from one of our younger listeners here in Dallas, I wouldn't be born for 30 years, but I do live in Dallas, so I am all too familiar with the events of that day. At times it feels like I was there. For those of you who are old enough to remember, what stands out on that day almost 50 years ago when President JFK was shot in Dallas?
My name is Joe Guyon from Rock Hill, South Carolina. I was a senior in a Catholic boys' high school in Brooklyn, New York. We received the information about the president. First one, he was shot. The second, that he died. 1,500 boys left school in total silence. We didn't know what to say.
If you'd like to tell us something, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.